This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. An Ohio Christian school wins a legal battle against unfair COVID restrictions. On December 4th, the Toledo County Health Department issued a resolution that effectively closed every public, private, and parochial school in the county for grades 7 through 12. Oddly enough, at the same time, and in the same county, businesses such as gyms and tanning salons, office buildings, and even large casinos were allowed to remain open to the public. One of the Christian schools in the southwest of the Toledo County decided to make some thunderous noise by standing up for their rights. They argued that the closure of their school is the same as violating the free exercise of religion clause of their First Amendment rights. The Monclova Christian Academy, founded in 1999 and known as the Thunder, went to court to appeal the Toledo County Health Department's resolution. Their case made its way up to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which granted them an injunction pending an appeal to allow for the Monclova Christian Academy to resume on-campus in-person activities. They said that the health department's ban was discriminatory, citing the Supreme Court's recent rulings for churches and synagogues in New York, Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn versus Cuomo, and Agudath Israel versus Cuomo, which held that COVID restrictions cannot be viewed as neutral because they singled out houses of worship for especially harsh treatment. The Sixth Circuit Court also made note that the school has implemented strict social distancing and hygiene standards, and that little in-school transmission has been documented. They ruled that the health department's resolution treats schools less favorably than it treats other comparable secular facilities. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver said, "Providing religious education is a core part of their religious freedom protected by the First Amendment, and the Toledo County Health Department's resolution plainly burdens such freedom. This is another win for religious freedom as a result of the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of synagogues and churches." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.